The Wanderer's Necklace by H. Rider Haggard. Dedication. In memory of Udnadatta and many wanderings oversea, I offer these pictures from the past, my dear Vincent, to you, a lover of the present, if an aspirant who can look upon the future with more of hope than fear. Your colleague, H. Rider Haggard. To Sir Edgar Vincent, KCMG, Ditchingham, November 1913. Note by the editor. It chances that I, the editor of these pages, for in truth that is my humble function, have recovered a considerable knowledge of a bygone life of mine. This life ended in times that are comparatively recent, namely, early in the 9th century, as is fixed by the fact that the Byzantine Empress Irene plays a part in the story. The narrative, it will be observed, is not absolutely consecutive, that is to say, all the details are not filled in. Indeed, it has returned to me in a series of scenes or pictures, and although each scene or picture has to do with every other, there are sometimes gaps between them. To take one example among several, the journey of Olaf, in those days my name was Olaf, or Michael, after I was baptized, from the north to Constantinople is not recorded. The curtain drops at Ar in Jutland, and rises again in Byzantium. Only those events which were of the most importance seem to have burned themselves into my subconscious memory. Many minor details have vanished, or at least I cannot find them. This, however, does not appear to me to be a matter for regret. If every episode of a full and eventful life were painted in, the canvas would be overloaded, and the eye that studied it bewildered. I do not think that I have anything more to say. My tale must speak for itself. So I will but add that I hold it unnecessary to set out the exact method by which I have been able to dig it and others from the quarry of my past. It is a gift which, although small at first, I have been able gradually to develop. Therefore, as I wish to hide my present identity, I will only sign myself the editor. End of dedication. Book 1, R. Chapter 1, The Betrothal of Olaf. Of my childhood in this Olaf life I can regain but little. There come to me, however, recollections of a house surrounded by a moat, situated in a great plain near to seas, or inland lakes, on which plain stood mounds that I connected with the dead. What the dead were I did not quite understand, but I gathered that they were people who, having once walked about and been awake, now laid themselves down in a bed of earth and slept. I remember looking at a big mound which was said to cover a chief known as the Wanderer, whom Freydisa, the wise woman, my nurse, told me had lived hundreds or thousands of years before, and thinking that so much earth over him must make him very hot at nights. I remember also that the hall called Ar was a long house roofed with sods, on which grew grass and sometimes little white flowers, and that inside of it cows were tied up. We lived in a place beyond that was separated off from the cows by balks of rough timber. I used to watch them being milked through a crack between two of the balks, where a knot had fallen out, leaving a convenient eye-hole about the height of a walking-stick from the floor. One day my elder and only brother Ragnar, who had very red hair, came and pulled me away from this eye-hole because he wanted to look through it himself at a cow that always kicked the girl who milked it. I howled, and Steinar, my foster brother, who had light-colored hair,